You're listening to Traveling Down the Delta Blues Highway. I'm Erin Scott, otherwise known as Audio Chick. This podcast is about the blues history, music, and people, and of course, traveling the Delta from Tunica to Vicksburg. You can find me and where you listen to your podcast at audiochick.net. That's chick without the K. Now, let's get on the road. This episode, I'm talking with Lucius Spiller. I had the honor of talking with him back in 2020, of course, with COVID. And we are lucky with Juke Joint Festival that he is playing in 2022. Here we go with our interview. There may be an extra episode because I visited King Biscuit time and talked to Sunshine Sunny Payne, God rest his soul, and talked to him. And he was kind of pushing me and saying Delta blues was only authentic. It was kind of like, Chicago blues, nah. What's your take on that?
Like, I felt as though it was an honor to be playing on the King Biscuit Radio Hour. I felt as though it put me in, historical cast of blues men that have been on that show and performed on that show. And I guess I was like the new generation of blues guys, blues persons. It was like an icon. The blues, Sonny Payne, and it went really well, because at first he was like, real short with me, like, yeah, come on, what you gonna do, yada yada, blah blah blah. After I played my first song, that's when he stopped the audience from clapping and said, what you just heard was like the real blues coming from this young man. And after that, his whole attitude changed. Blues is an expression of one's inward feelings. The cats hush up. They're always fighting, bickering, the cats. The Chicago blues, I look at Chicago blues being as electrified. They brought the electricity to the blues, the amps, and the amplification, because when Muddy Waters first went to Chicago, he was trying to play on the street, Delta style, just unamplified, and they couldn't hear him. But once he amplified his sound, he began to become noticed. And the Chicago blues is really just Delta blues electrified, pretty much so, because all those cats in Chicago came from the Delta, including a couple of my relatives, several of my relatives, the Harringtons, Carrie Bell and Laurie Bell Harrington, and Eddie the Chief Clearwater Harrington, and Magic Sam, all those cats were like from down in Mississippi. And like I say, all he did was took the Delta blues up there and electrified it, amplified, so that's my take on it. Chicago blues is, is the real thing, I'd like to say this modern blues is going on. To me, a bunch of it sounds like 70 rock bands, like Styx or Journey. Some of the artists out there, and that's, they call that blues, contemporary blues, but my personal opinion, I don't consider that, the real blues. It's blues,
Yeah, that's true. And I'll have other episodes with Bill Ferris talk about how people traveled and moved north, and the sound changed and evolved and moved where they went and played where they played. Can you tell me a little bit about how your family moved and ended up in St. Louis?
Well, my father's parents, Terry Spiller and mother Julia Spiller, they moved to St. Louis, I guess, you know, like all Southerners, Black Southerners, moved north for, I guess, better opportunities, a better way of living. But like I say, it's still it's like all in Texas. I have a bunch of relatives just all over. And a lot of the ones, my aunts and uncles that moved to St. Louis, they moved up to Chicago, even further north, and settled in. But like I said, it's just a matter of, I don't know, I guess my, like I said, because like my grandpa, his brothers, brother and a nephew in the early 1900s, they played music down in the Delta in Mississippi. They played at farms and plantations for different gatherings and parties. And they were biracial, and this is like, I think, kind of, what would I say, not risque, but different to have. Well, it's early 1900s, you know, the name of their band was Salt and Pepper Shakers, you know. And they toured around, like I say, different plantations and farms during the early 1900s. As a matter of fact, we have a blues trail marker down in Knoxville County. It's called Black Prairie Blues. So if people are interested in checking that out, it's pretty much where the Spiller family, the Harringtons, crossed paths, you know. And the rest is history.
Other episodes that may come out, that I was of a time when U2 was playing with BB and BB King was playing with Clapton, and you had Stevie Ray Vaughan, and then the Robert Johnson CDs came out. That was my blues education. I was in Illinois, and in high school, we won jazz competition a few years in a row. We didn't play garage band, or our garage bands didn't play the pop music. We played blues. What would you say to those kids then? And what would you say to kids now?
Well, during that period, because I went to, like I said, I went to high school in St. Louis, and I was also a participant in our school, University City Senior High, same school that Tennessee William Ford went to. So that just show you how long it's been around. We were also doing a bunch of jazz competitions in school against different high school jazz bands. And like I said, I always have listened to all kind of genres of music. I was listening to stuff like Benny and the Jets, Crocodile Rock, Philadelphia Freedom, like Elton John and Paul McCartney, Creedence Clearwater, all those kind of, you know, but we always had like the blues, like in our, you know, in our household growing up around, being around the blues, like when our relatives would be traveling down touring, out touring, they would, from Chicago, they would stop in St. Louis overnight, or if they was headed back, they would stop in St. Louis, spend the night at our house, or come over and visit Eddie Clearwater and Magic Sam. And, you know, we were young kids, and like I said, my dad taught me my first little few licks, and we were kids just running around the house, but, you know, I was still paying attention when they was in there hanging out, you know. Eddie Clearwater or Magic Sam, they'd be like plugged into the hi-fi and just be hanging out, playing tunes, like and singing along, hanging out with my dad. So, like I said, blues has always been a part, you know, like I said, a part of me from an early age. And like I say, when I listen to all kind of things and different genres of music, and I play all kind of different genres of music. Like I say, my personal opinion that the blues is in all forms of music, you know, pretty much start out from the blues 1/4-5 basis in one way or another. You know? And like I said, Eric Clapton and all those cats, like even Peter Green from Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac was a blues band before they became a rock band. All those cats like that. So like I say, it's weird. Because like I said, I've toured, played bass for a bunch of, like I said, world famous blues artists. This guy by the name of Larry Tati Davis that wrote Texas Flood, the song that made Stevie Ray Vaughan propelled him into the blues stardom. You know, he was playing on David Bowie's guitar solo on Let's Dance when he first came on the scene. But when he recorded Texas Flood, that's the one that catapulted him to like the top of the blues world as a blues artist. Just, you know, as a youngster, I don't know, I was different. You know, I used to hang out with Albert King, Benton Robinson, all kind of blues artists from like playing bass for Larry Davis. He knew all these people and Robert Lockwood Jr. When I was touring with Big Jack Johnson from Frank Frost and Jelly Roll Kings. Kind of like Forrest Gump, Lucius Gump. You know, I've ran into all these people. I ate dinner with Stevie Wonder at Donny Hathaway's funeral because Donny Hathaway's mother lived next door to my grandmother, my mother's mother in St. Louis. And right before he had passed away, he came back home to his mother's, and I got a chance to hang out with Donny Hathaway just a little bit. You know, but I was like a preteen, like maybe about 13 or 14. That's when I really didn't know, you know, I really didn't know the significance or how big these people were. You know, I was just a kid hanging out asking questions and, you know, I guess bothering them. Get away from me, son, you're bothering me type situation. But all that paid off. But kids nowadays, like I said, we got to keep the blues alive because it's a dying art form. And like I say, I have several children's blues songs that I've composed and plan to release on a children's blues CD because it's a better way to keep it alive through the children, next generations. Because I feel as though that's what I'm doing. I'm the generation after Magic Sam and Eddie Clearwater, all those got Larry Davis, all those guys, and I'm just taking the old school and just putting my new little twist on it and trying to keep it, close to the true form of the blues.
Why did you settle in Clarksdale? You had so many places to go.
Well, it's because I could, because of the playing often. It was because I was able to play word out of my heart, like the blues, you know. When I was in my other market playing the blues, people went into the blues, they wanted me to do Prince all night. And I got tired of doing that all night, you know. I was making good money, paying the bills, doing the cover band Prince thing, but I wasn't happy in my heart, you know. It wasn't so satisfying. Yeah, I moved, because Clarksdale is the epicenter for the blues of the world, pretty much. Like people, I have fans all over the world, Australia, UK, the Netherlands, just all over. South America, and like I say, they come here this is where blues pretty much started. Robert Johnson, Charlie Patton, Willie Brown, all those cats. As far as the Delta blues concerned. I said it's the epicenter for the blues of the world right here in Clarksville. Just playing music, period, comes from my heart. Whether it be the blues, whether it's rock and roll, whether it's R&B, whether it's country. This all my music comes from the heart. You know? Like I said, my opinion is like all music today is stems from the blues in one way or another. What I'm saying about the blues is structure of the music. Right? You know, just because of the blues, I mean, oh, my dog, I ran over, my woman left me. You know, oh, it's happy blues, sad blues. Like I said, like one of the lines in my song, the blues can make you happy, the blues can make you sad, because the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. You know, in my song, I was born to sing the blues. Off my first CD. So like I say, you know, we never thought we'd see anything like this in this lifetime.
Thank you for traveling down the Delta Blues Highway. I'm Erin Scott, Audio Chick Without the K. Thanks to Ray Lundy for our weekly music. Come on back and listen to the next gem.